This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions in now to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. We're going to get to the sky is green thing here in a second. Just one more thing on this article in Town Hall. Trump reportedly mulling DeSantis as a 2024 running mate. Chris asked, would he do it? Would DeSantis do it? No. Don't. I know. I probably got everyone's hopes up when I mentioned the article. It's what everyone wants. Hey, let's join forces. I've tried to break this to you. I won't say gently, because actually I've probably been very direct and rude about this. Whenever I try to do things gently, somehow it comes off ruder than I wanted it to begin with. So I've been honest. I'll put it to you this way. I've been honest with you about this. They're not joining forces. They're both running for president. They're going to beat the crap out of each other. They're never going to join forces. Type A men with egos, they don't join forces. They run against each other and compete. Donald Trump is a type A man with a massive ego who thinks he should be president and thinks he got robbed the last time. And he's probably not wrong about that. He's running for president. Ron DeSantis, a type A man with a massive ego who thinks he's been the best governor in the United States of America for 2 years now, and he deserves to be president, and he's probably not wrong about that. They are gonna have to fight. So don't get your hopes up. What do I make of this article? This is what you call a trial balloon. That's what this is. I bet you money. This is a leak from Team Trump to see how it lands. Probably, look, they're obviously, the resign to run law thing in Florida, DeSantis is, he's not allowed to keep being governor and run for president, except the Florida Senate just passed an amendment saying, hey, we should change that. And so clearly Trump knows we're getting close to the time where DeSantis is going to announce. We just are. We're getting close to the time. He's trying to do everything he can to stop that, because this will be a more formidable primary opponent than Trump's ever had. He wants to stop it. So it's been all threats and threats and threats, and you'll ruin your career and you suck and you're the worst. And now you throw a little floater out there. Hey, or you could just be VP. It's not going to work, but I get what they're doing. Now, get to a couple emails before we get to the sky is green. Jesse. Great show. I listened to you on patrol during my night shifts as a state trooper. I was glad to hear you addressing the abuse of the word literally. A couple years ago, I sensed this horrible fad creeping into my life and took swift action. I shamed everyone in my home and on my patrol shift. I'd tell them, literal is already applied in your statement. Mission accomplished. Keep up the good work. Oh, I won't stop until literally's dead. I told you, I'm on a mission. Hello, all-knowing commie crusher. Huge fan. We know it wasn't too hard to write a book with all the time you take off. It's not nice. In all seriousness, the only reason I haven't pre-ordered my own copy is I'm hoping to get my hands on a signed copy. Are you offering any at any point, or should we jump on the Barnes & Noble sale? Can't wait to read it. Thanks for all you do. Dude, jump on a sale whenever there's a sale. I'm going to figure out how to get autographed copies out. I don't know how to do this other than the book tour. Maybe it's something we'll do later on where people can send theirs in and we'll sign them and send them out. Maybe we'll do, I don't know. Who knows? A giveaway, a contest. I don't know how we'll do it, but if they're a Barnes & Noble for the next, well, today and tomorrow, if they're offering 25% off pre-orders, take advantage of 25% off. That's real freaking money. That's real money. All right. Now, the sky is green. I know long-time listeners of the show already know this, but according to the numbers, there's a bunch of you that are fresh here. So let's break this down. I have this theory I talk about a lot. It's really stupid, but it applies so often, so I bring it up a lot. It's called the sky is green theory. Now, to understand the basics of this, you have to understand you live in something I call the system, where cultures are held up by cultural pillars, separate cultural pillars. Your government, your media, your education system, your religion, your separate pillar, your entertainment sector. These are pillars that hold up any society, whether it's small or large. When you become a corrupted late stage republic, as we are, what happens is the pillars who are supposed to be checks on each other, they figure out it's more profitable if they stop being a check on each other and simply start working together. So in an ideal situation, the pillars are separate. And let's say the president of the United States gets up and says, the sky is green. Well, the educational pillar steps in right away and says, that's ridiculous. I'm a professor. I'm a scientist. That's crazy. The sky is very clearly not green. And the entertainment sector steps in. Your actors and actresses and sports stars, don't dismiss them. They're important for a society. They step up immediately and say, I don't know what the president's talking about here. The sky's not green. What? That's stupid. It's blue. Everyone can see it's blue. Don't be stupid. That's how it works ideally in a society with separate cultural pillars. But we live in something now called the system, where they all work together to fleece you and deceive you at all times. Because of that, it allows them to put out some of the most ridiculous, despicable, obvious lies and get a large part of this society to believe those lies. Not that any large part of the society would ever believe an outright lie.
If you have a situation in which you don't have a real good control over an outbreak and you allow children to gather together, they likely will get infected. And if they get infected, the likelihood that they will bring the infection home. So that really is a risk. I don't know the situation at all in any detail. And I'm not specifically speaking about Florida. I'm just speaking generically about...
Not that any part of this society or a huge part of this society would believe an outright lie.
Director Walensky, in March 2021 on MSNBC, you stated that, quote, vaccinated people do not carry the virus. They don't get sick. Do you remember making that statement?
Yeah,
How many of your relatives didn't let you come visit because you weren't vaccinated? And you had to be vaccinated because it stops. So anyway, so back to the sky is green theory. The theory is simply this, that if the system decided it wanted to, it could convince a huge portion of this society that the sky is actually green. And that maybe that sounds insane to you because you're looking up at the sky right now, provided it's not dark where you are. And you're saying, Jesse, no, they wouldn't. That's crazy. It's blue. I have eyes. I can see. I'm looking at it. It's a blue sky. But you don't understand. If that's what you're saying, you don't understand social conditioning and social pressures. Joe Biden gets up there tonight and says, the sky is green. Immediately. News program after news program after news program. Whoa, what an exciting discovery. Let's go to our special guest. He's got 9,000 degrees from Harvard and Yale. Whoa, are you saying, Mr. Scientist, it's green? Well, yes, after doing the molecular studies, it's actually green. Your kid's favorite athlete, LeBron James. He goes on Instagram. Whoa, green sky. I had no idea, baby. Actors, actresses, sky's green, sky's green, sky's green. Your children's teachers from the earliest age, Did you guys know the science is green? This is an exciting new discovery. It's like the polio vaccine. It's very, very exciting. The sky is green. Soon, people who've been manipulated start manipulating their friends and family, because that's really the power of propaganda. It's not just the president and what you see in the media. You don't want to go to your Facebook page and say the sky is blue, because last time you did that, your liberal Aunt Peggy was savaging you, and then all her friends got in there too. You idiot! What a conspiracy theorist! It's green! Trust the science! Over and over and over and over and over again, and before long, you would have a gigantic portion of this corrupted society believing something their own eyes tell them is a lie. That's the sky is green theory. And courtesy of the Biden administration, we have one of the most hilarious examples of this I've ever seen. And the Biden administration, let's be honest, has provided many, many, many examples of this. There are 10,000 examples of this. Look, one of the best ones, this is not the one I'm talking about, is probably the DHS secretary, as the nation is being flooded with illegal immigration like this nation has never seen before. He will routinely go on TV and say this.
Let me be clear. Our border is not open and will not be open after May 11th.
Okay, but that's not even the best example. The best example is something kind of small that happened yesterday, and maybe you missed it, but I will explain in just a moment. But speaking of sky is green and people believing something that isn't true, you believe whatever you want about abortion. You know my thoughts on it. But how many people do you know in your life repeat the line and believe that it's a, quote, clump of cells? Not alive, it's a clump of cells. We have ultrasounds. The ultrasound, you can hear the heart beating. It's how preborn saves so many lives. Actually, I take that back. It's how you save so many lives. Preborn has these pro-life clinics. They give out free ultrasounds to women who are scared and think it's a clump of cells and they're about to have an abortion, and they give her a free ultrasound. She hears the heartbeat, and all of a sudden, the sky isn't green anymore. The sky is blue. She knows that baby's alive. She knows she's a mother. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. Give your $28 and save a life. 140 saves five of them. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. These idiots I work with, they're idiots. I can't deal with Chris and Michael anymore. This job. All right, quit. We have to go over the sky is green stuff. Now, this came out yesterday, and it was extraordinary. Well, if people were capable of shame, it would be extraordinarily embarrassing. Joe Biden had a press conference yesterday. And remember, Joe Biden is not in control of his faculties anymore, so he routinely says and does things he's supposed to keep hidden. At this press conference, you can go look this up, I'm not making this up. At this press conference, Joe Biden holds up this card. I don't want to call it a piece of paper. It looks like a note card, about the size of a note card. He holds up this card. It's obviously a card that's supposed to stay on the podium so nobody can read it. But Joe Biden has the brain of a lemming, so he didn't remember that, and he picks up the card, and he's holding the card up so the cameras can see it. What does the camera catch? The camera catches the card has a reporter's face on it, a reporter's name on it, and how to pronounce the reporter's name. Her name's Courtney Subramanian. Courtney Subramanian. She's with the LA Times. Okay, so maybe you're thinking, okay, that's not that bad. He needs to figure out how to say the reporter's name. She's got a weird name. You would normally be correct, except there's something else on the card. We have the subject she's going to ask him about with the question in its entirety she's going to ask. And I need to stress this to you right now. You don't even have to take my word for it. Go look it up right now. I can see with my own two eyes the card, the face, the name, and the question. I don't need anybody at all, anyone, to tell me that that's not what's on the card. If the entire planet, what do we have, 7 billion people on this earth? If all 7 billion people on the earth came to me and said, that's not what's on the card, I still wouldn't believe you or agree because I can read the card for myself. Now, what was the system's response to that? Well, at first they tried this tactic. This is CNN.
During that press conference, and now there are allegations about whether or not he had the question in advance. What is the White House saying about what happened here?
Well, Caitlin, it's not uncommon for the White House to prepare these types of briefing materials for the president, but it's the level of specificity that is in the spotlight in this moment. As you noted, that note card included the name and photo of a reporter and also a possible question. Now, it's worth noting that her question was not identical to what was on that note card, and her outlet says that they did not submit any questions to the White House ahead of this press conference. But we have seen the president in the past carrying around these note cards with details about the events, where he needs to go, the people that he's meeting with. Now, these types of moments are things that Republicans have seized on, especially as they have tried to highlight President Biden's age. Yesterday, President Biden said that
Republicans have seized on these things. Why are you seizing on them? But that's not the best part. Remember, this was an LA Times reporter, and I just want to emphasize once again, I can read it. You can read it. If you are literate and able to read and you're able to access the internet right now, as you listen to the sound of my voice, you can look at the card. It's there. And yet, this is what we get from the LA Times. LA Times denies submitting questions to the White House ahead for a press conference. Quote, our reporter did not submit any questions in advance of the Q&A with President Biden. What? We can all read it. So are you saying you've been hacked by the White House? Did they hack your phone? But that's the system. That's the sky is green. And maybe all this sounds ominous and bad. And don't get me wrong, it is ominous and bad. You don't want to live in a country like that. But I will say this. It's not all bad for this reason. When you're part of the system, like the LA Times and Joe Biden White House, and when you're part of the system and you get used to being part of the system, life is good for a while. It's really good. It's really easy. You can lie, do whatever you want, loot and pillage, do it, just burn the country to ash. You can do whatever you want. Total freedom. Shoot, in this country now, you're not even subject to the law. It's fine. But there's a huge downside to it. You live your life in such a protected bubble because you're a card-carrying member of the system that you slowly lose touch and lose track of the fact that trust in you is disappearing. And you, no matter what, need some level of trust if you do these jobs. Like, we complain about the FBI all the time. I do too. We'll talk about Christopher Wray here shortly, and I'll get to some phone calls here shortly. By the way, if you want to call in tonight, that's fine. It's Thursday. We're not going to do calls or anything like that tomorrow. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Anyway, we complain about the FBI, and the FBI sucks, and it's terrible. It's bad, but they're a great example too. The FBI needs public trust. They have to have it. You realize in the future, it will be the norm for people when they sit on a jury of an FBI trial to automatically go not guilty, no matter what, because it's an FBI case, and they'll think the FBI lied. That's going to be something that happens regularly in the country. That's something the system can't see. The system gets blinders. All right. Your dog can't see because you've never given him any real nutrition, and that's why his eyes are just falling out of his head now. But the good news is we can avoid this fate for our dogs. We can avoid the dog coats. We can avoid the the old lethargic dog or the hyperactive dog, the dog we have to take to the daggone vet every other day. We can avoid all of these things if we start giving our dogs actual nutrition. Without the appropriate vitamins and minerals, you'll go blind too. Rough Greens, the natural supplement for your dog, created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. Rough Greens will bring your dog back to life by bringing his food back to life. And they're so confident in it, they give out free Jumpstart trial bags. Free. All you pay for is the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse and get yours today. Or call them 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back with Christopher Ray. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I can't dance either, and I can't sing either. What, Chris? When it comes to dancing, we'll get to the calls and Christopher Ray here and stuff like that in a second. I want to get to a couple things first. One, the Kellys, we're a simple people. We're more of a construction family people. The arts, like singing and dancing. Yeah, we can shoot. That's a good point, Chris. We're pretty good marksmen. Singing and dancing and musical instruments and drawn stuff, not really our forte, really. And the wife, she is one of these extremely good dancers and artistic people. She was a gymnast, remember? She was on the Canadian national team, and she was on the University of Arizona's gymnastics team on a scholarship. So she's just all rhythm and dancing and stuff like that. And she says the problem... Well, she actually, it's really not nice. She says when she dances with me, it's like wrestling with a grizzly bear, which is not nice. And she says the problem is that I not only have no idea what I'm doing, I insist on leading. So it makes it really, really bad. And I don't think any of that's fair. Also, a quick update, really, really exciting for people who think that I'm a square or boring or 41 going on 61. I get these accusations a lot. I'll have you know something exciting happened yesterday. Something I haven't shared with anybody yet. I probably should have told you last night. You know what it was? Got my new glasses. New prescriptions. What, Chris? It's like a little bit stronger. A little bit stronger than the last time. It's like the world is in HD now. I'm superhuman at this point in time. I can drive and read the road signs. It's phenomenal. Highly recommend that. I would not recommend getting an FBI director who sucks.
Well, I look forward to working with you. I will say that there, just to be clear, there are no political appointees in the FBI. Everybody in the FBI is a career civil servant.
I'm sorry. Oh, that wasn't a joke. He was being serious. They're a career civil servant. there are no political appointees. You know, Christopher Wray, appointing Christopher Wray as FBI director is one of the things that really, really doomed us. It doomed us really badly, and this is why. Okay, we dumped that piece of trash Comey, and that was our opportunity to take this organization we knew was corrupt. But remember, by that point in time, we knew the FBI had spied on Trump and spied on the Trump's campaign, and they'd been violating people's rights. And so this was our time to get in a reformer, somebody whose eyes looked inward, meaning he's walking in there to clean house. That's his mission. I'm walking in to fire people. You're fired, and this is changing. That was our opportunity. And instead, we put this guy in charge, and it friggin' doomed us, man. It doomed us. All right, before I get to the calls, 877-377-4373. Ask Dr. Jesse Fridays tomorrow. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com is where you email the questions, but I can't promise you will always like the answers. Like this question already came in. Jesse, I frequent the range since I got my first firearm. I also started Muay Thai, so I have a way to defend myself before I had a firearm, so on and so forth. I need advice. At the range and Muay Thai, both male-dominated, I tend to get many looks like, why are you here? This is a man's place. My argument is that I don't want to go to women's only Muay Thai or ladies' night at the range because then I'll learn nothing. Men are far superior at combat and defense. I am not a girly girl. I am no feminist. I follow range rules to a T and am safe with my weapon, and I'm a quick learner in Muay Thai, and I can do all the drills on par with the other dudes. I also keep to myself and don't interrupt their bro talk. What is your advice for getting self-defense I need without guys thinking I'm encroaching on their man world? All right, this is going to be advice for really all the ladies out there, because this goes way beyond Muay Thai and range. And this is no doubt going to be offensive. And you can email me all the hate you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. It's true, though. Well, the work world. Let's talk about the work world, because every woman these days is told to be a career woman. You go, girl. Don't be something stupid like a housewife, which is just absurd because there's nothing more important than a housewife. But you go, girl, you go. But they fall short. You're pushing that on women, but you don't push this part on women. If you're going to go into the work world and be a career woman, more power to you. You live your life however you want. You need to conduct yourself like a man while you're there. That's one. And two, you need to know you are going to be looked at differently, especially when you're in charge, until you earn respect, and you'll have to earn it more than a man will have to earn it. That's just how human beings are. Look, you're going to the range. You want to go on dudes night. You don't want ladies night with the pink guns. And I'll tell you what, I support you 100%. I agree with you. You're going to get those side eyes for a while until they know for a fact you're not going to mess things up. You're not going to girly girl your way through there. You're not going to show up crying about your girlfriend or your puppy, because it is a man's space. Not that ladies aren't welcome at the range. I'm not saying that, but in their minds, they would look at that as a man's space. Same thing in Muay Thai. If I'm doing Muay Thai, MMA, if I'm doing any of those things, I want to compete against dudes, and I want to be in a testosterone environment. I'm not taking the wife out to dinner. I want to hang with the dudes and fight with the dudes, and that's what I want to do. And you are encroaching on a man's space, and they are going to give you the side eye, and you just have to learn to live with that for a long time. They'll get past it. Same thing in a career. Oh, he wouldn't say this to me if I was a man. You're probably right. You're probably right, but you're not a man. You're a woman, and so you're going to have to take more crap in a man's world, and that's just the way that goes. That's the way that goes. That should offend pretty much everybody, Chris. That's my specialty. All right. 877-377-4373. Let's go see what the people are saying. Oh, remember, no small talk. No, hi, how are you? No, I won't be thanking you for the call. We don't take them often for this reason. Just get right to the point. All right. Right to the point. Billy, Alabama, go.
Jesse, I wanted to let you know, man, that with the exception of Rush Limbaugh, you make more sense than anybody on the radio.
Well, I don't...
Just wanted to let you know that, man. You keep doing what you're doing, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate it, man. I don't know. I think I just say what you're already thinking. A lot of people won't say it because then you get yelled at. I get emails all the time. Everyone's mad calling into the show. That's offensive, but I'm naturally offensive. That helps me a lot. Jason, Oregon, go.
Jason. Hey, you.
Brody, Atlanta, go.
So Disney is suing Ron DeSantis, and the charge that they have leveled against him is that he has weaponized the government against a woke corporation. If I was a single issue voter, I think that would win me over. Uh-huh. I want somebody on my side weaponizing the government against woke corporations.
100%, yes. If Team DeSantis is smart, they will put that on the billboard of his campaign. Being sued for weaponizing the government against a woke corporation. I love that. That's fantastic. 877-377-4373. The corporate world is now a political world, and we must conduct ourselves as if it is a political world. That doesn't just apply to our elected representatives. It applies to you, and it applies to me. And that can be overwhelming because it seems like every daggone corporation loses its mind out there. Cell phones are easy, though. No excuse to still have a garbage cell phone company. No excuse to have AT&T or T-Mobile or Verizon. Not when Pure Talk makes it so easy. They save you a fortune. You save them. I mean, the headache of calling into customer service with those big companies when you have Pure Talk and you can talk to an American who smiles and speaks English, that's savings in and of itself. It's aggravation savings. Dial #250 right now from your phone and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That's a little dark, isn't it, Chris? I feel like it's not a good song of the Metallica songs. I'm a Metallica fan. It's not a good song. Okay, it's not a good song. All right, before we get back to our other things, I just want to... I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because it's a little dark and kind of sad, but I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about all the public rehab we see going on with these COVID communists who should all be in prison. People like Fauci and others, Rochelle Walensky, Randy Weingarten, also known as Communist John Denver. And I'm thinking about stuff like this. And just stay with me for a second. I'm thinking about her saying this.
I'm sorry, Congressman Raskin. We spent every day from February on trying to get schools open. We knew that remote education was not a substitute for opening schools, but we...
Okay, that's a bald-faced lie. You know that. Yeah, I cut her off. I'm not interested in everything. Her voice, I'm sorry, her voice is too hard for me to listen to. It's difficult. It's difficult. Then there's Fauci. Fauci out there doing the backtrack campaign.
Facilities. To hear that they only work at the margins, maybe 10%, would make a lot of people ask, okay, then why was I wearing a mask for so many times?
You know, Caitlin, we got to be careful because if you read very carefully what I said, if you look at the broad public health effect when you have masks that are so-called mandated or supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm not going to let him talk either. When you read very carefully what I said, see, you thought I was telling everyone to mask, but you didn't read carefully enough. I was anti-mask. Randy Weingarten was trying to open up the schools. Rochelle Walensky, I mean, she was doing her job as head of the CDC. It's just that the science changed.
Director Walensky, in March 2021 on MSNBC, you stated that, quote, vaccinated people do not carry the virus. They don't get sick. Do you remember making that statement?
Yeah, I remember such statements. I don't know if I remember that one.
Okay, was that statement correct?
At the time, it was. It was a wild type virus.
Sorry, got to interrupt here. I'm not going to let this one go. Not only was the statement not correct, it was never correct, And we now know, even though no one talks about this, Pfizer tried to hide their documents, their FDA documents. Somebody went after Pfizer legally and forced Pfizer to drop them. They're called the Pfizer files. Dr. Naomi Wolf has been releasing them, and she's had medical experts breaking them down. I won't bore you with all the details, and there's a lot of detail in there, but one of the little tidbits is they knew, everyone knew, almost immediately after the vaccine rollout, everyone knew it didn't stop the spread. It didn't slow the spread. It's in the documents. It's right there. They all knew it. And they all lied about it. So that's a lie. Anyway.
That we had, it was, even before the alpha variant, it was the initial wild type virus, and all the data at the time suggested that, people who were vaccinated, even if they got sick, couldn't transmit the virus to someone else.
All right. Is that statement still correct?
Well, so we've had an evolution of science and an evolution of the virus. We have since that wild type virus had the alpha variant, the delta variant. Now.
Well, the science changed. The science changed. And don't worry, I'm going somewhere with this. And I remember, there's so many. I could sit here and play this all night, but this has always been one of my favorites. Remember Scott Gottlieb? Well, before we get to this little clip of Scott Gottlieb, I know we try to block out the hard things in our past because it's just human nature. You don't want to sit and dwell on all the horrible things. But do you remember social distancing? Do you remember how it changed everything in this society? It was the justification for virtually everything. For closing down the schools, you can't do it. You have to socially distance. For closing down your business, your restaurant. It's the reason there were one-way aisles in the grocery store. It was the justification for everything. Because we have to socially distance. We have to stand 6 feet away from other people. I remember looking at a video of a person who was so mentally ill, they actually had a circle, like a big hula hoop, 6 feet around them that they walked around in, oh yeah, Chris, full body suit to make sure no one could get within 6 feet. And then the people will come out and they say, wow, we just kind of made it up.
The initial recommendation that the CDC brought to the White House, and I talk about this, was 10 feet. And a political appointee in the White House said, we can't recommend 10 feet. Nobody can measure 10 feet. It's inoperable. Society will shut down. So the compromise was around 6 feet.
Here's what gets me. It's not about the COVID stuff. I'm not going off about that now. We'll get back to your calls in a second. 877-377-4373. Here's what gets me. I know that you're scoffing at all this stuff now, the same way I am. I'm scoffing. You're scoffing. Scoffing's a great word. So I think I'm going to turn up my usage of the word scoffing, Chris. What? You're just jealous. You're not an author. Anyway, I'm scoffing. You're scoffing. Everyone's scoffing. And that's going on now. But 50 years from now, 100 years from now, when Randy Weingarten writes her own book, when Fauci writes his 90th book, when all these people are done going on media shows, lying, rehabbing their images, the likely scenario is that 100 years from now, people will look back and they'll study history the way we study history, and they will think Dr. Fauci was the good guy. And they will think Rochelle Walensky was the good guy. And they will think Randy Weingarten with her Beach Boys haircut was the good guy. And I know that seems crazy now, but you know I'm right. You know I'm right. In the future, when these people are done writing the history books, they will be made to be the historical good guys. And what gets me about that is this. Think about all the history we talk about on the show. All of it. Like today, April 27th, 1805, the U.S. Marines attacked the shores of Tripoli. That was part of the Barbary Wars. That's a hard word. Anyway, we look at all the history, our history, everyone's history, world history. And think how many times we look at it and we know who the good guy was and who the bad guy was. This was the good guy and this was the bad guy. Think about how many times you can lay that out. What if we're wrong? What if we've been lied to our whole lives about everything? I mean, you know that old saying, this isn't exactly a totally new thought. History is written by the victors. What if the things we know about history are dead wrong? What if the villains are heroes and the heroes are villains? When we live in a time of this much deceit like we live now, I think about that. And I'll be honest, it kind of bums me out because you know how much I love history. But I think about that sometimes. All right, we'll get to these calls. 877-377-4373. Talk a little bit more about the Tucker stuff. And the economy's not good. And the DOJ has a new policy. And liberal white women are on a lot of antidepressants. All that, emails, and a lot more. But first, your physical health. We have to care for ourselves now more than ever. More than ever because, well, there are a laundry list of reasons. One, I want you around a long time. I want me around a long time. And two, the medical community in this country is not good. It is not anymore. It is taken over by the government, and it is regulated, and it is populated by monsters, and that's about to get worse as these little commie monsters are graduating medical schools. I take a meal vitality stack from Chalk every single day, not just because of the energy I have now. Gosh, I feel like I'm bouncing off the friggin' walls. I take it because every time I take it, every morning I take it, I feel like I'm avoiding the doctor's office by caring for myself more. Ladies, female vitality stack, natural herbal supplements. And when they're selling it 35% off with subscriptions, why wouldn't you? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Go get you some Chalk tonight. Start taking better care of yourself. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.